the goal of this year is to answer Rav Chanan's kasha on Kedushin. That's sort of like the umbrella goal. But really the basic goal is to explain the whole Svara, Makshava Ra, yes, Mistarif Lemaisa, not Mistarif Lemaisa. It seems the whole Gemara is very strange. The Gemara basically says that by a Jew, Makshava Ra, by a regular Aveira, Makshava Ra, Makshava Taiva is Mistarif Lemaisa. If you have a Makshava Taiva to do a mitzvah, you get the mitzvah. It's as if you did it. Makshava Ra, Eina Mistarif Lemaisa, and there's like no Aveira at all. By a Goy, it's a converse. If you had Kavana to do an Aveira, it's if you did the Aveira. If you had a Kavana to do a mitzvah, you don't get scarred. And even by a Jew, there's a difference between a regular mitzvah and Avodah Zarah. So it seems like very strange, is Makshava Mishava Mistarif Lemaisa, not Mistarif Lemaisa. Where is this? Why is there differences between mitzvahs and aveiras, between Jews and goys, between avodah zarah and not avodah zarah? It's okay. There's a marakamis on the beam. We didn't start. So that is the secondary or the main body of the shir, just to explain the whole basic svara here of when we say makshava ram is makshava mistarif lemaisa and when not. Okay, we have a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says that Rabbi Yaakov brought a raya that basically that the schar in the Torah is referring to Eidam Haba. Because it says by Kibbut Av Ve'Eim, it says, Eman Yarichon Yamecha. And if a person goes ahead and the Gemara says what happened, we'll skip the raya. The Gemara says he saw such a thing that a person, his father told him to go up a tree or a building, and he went ahead and he did it, and he got, or did Shiduch HaKan, and he got killed in the process. So here, right after doing a mitzvah, which says Arichas Yamim, it says Arichas Yam by Kibbut Av Ve'Eim, and it says Arichas Yamim by Shiduch HaKan, and he ended up getting killed. So we see that obviously when it says Amana Yarech Yomim, it's not referring to Adam Haza, it's referring to Adam Haba. So the Gemara asks the Kasha. We start this way with the main Gemara starts. It's about six lines from the bottom of the page. V'dilma Mahar Bavera Havi. What's Rabbi Yaakov's Raya from this Maisa? That there's no schar in Adam Haza. Maybe really the man Yarichon Yomim means schar in Adam Haza. But over here, the person died because he was Mahar Bavera. So there's a strange Rashi. That's why I wrote without Rashi. Because Rashi is hard to understand. Many people say Rashi is Avdaf and he means like the Pashup Shat. And if not, there's some cipher on it. But the simple Pshat in the Gemara, the way 99.9% of the people learn simple Pshat, notwithstanding Rashi doesn't mash in a way that the Gemara is asking, Dilma Mahara Bavera, the Ha'amin of the Gemara thought that Machshava Ra Mistarif Lemaisa, and therefore if you're Maharir to do an Avera, meaning you're thinking, I want to go ahead and do an Avera, you know, as soon as I get down from this tree, I'm going to go ahead and eat Chazer. So it's considered as if you did it. So you already had the Aveira that you were thinking. And that's why he was killed. He was killed because simultaneously with doing the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan or Kibbut Av Ve'Eim, he was doing an Aveira through here. In other words, the Gemara wants to find the case. How is it possible that he could be doing an Aveira? We didn't see him doing Aveira. We saw him on the tree. He didn't do any Aveira. So there it says he did the Aveira in his brain and you couldn't see it. How did he do an Aveira in his brain? Because he was thinking that I'm going to go ahead in the future, as soon as I get off the tree, I'm going to do an Aveira. So therefore, that's why he's Chayim Misa. So the Gemara answers, that can't be pshat, because Makshava Ra, and Akash Baruch Hu, Mistarif Lemaisa. You can't tell me he's Chayim Misa, because he did an Aveira of having, that they were thinking he's going to planning to do an Aveira, because we have a rule that Akash Baruch Hu does not Mistarif Makshava Ra Lemaisa. Ask the Gemara, V'dil Mahar B'Avos Kilchavim, Havi. maybe he was thinking he's going to go ahead as soon as he gets off the tree and do Avodah Zarah. And we have a pasuk in Yechezkel that by Avodah Zarah we do say Machshava Ra Mistarfim Aisa. Avodah Zarah is different than other Averis. So the Gemara answers that still he had a raya, because Esau could die to Schar Mitzvah Hayama Hama. If you're going to learn simple Psham the pasuk, that Aman Yarichan Yamin means in this world, which means that there's a Yisite, that you get Schar Mitzvahs in this world. So a mino again a mitzvah up. So gupa part of the schar of the mitzvah, I mean probably would come off of his schar in Olam Haba, but he should have gotten schar of the mitzvah to protect him not to do an avera. So therefore he wouldn't have been over the schar of the mitzvah would have stopped him from doing the avera being mahar in avodah zarah. Okay, that's the gemara. So therefore Rabbi Yaakov was able to prove from this ma'isa that when the pasuk says aman yarich and yomim, it's referring to Olam Haba. Comes on Rabbi Chanan asks the kasha that the Gemara is assuming the whole discussion is that he's Machshava Roh Mistarif Lemaisa means that a person thinking I'm going to do a mitzvah, I'm going to do an avera, I'm planning on doing an avera in the future. But there are certain averas that the thought itself is an avera. I have jealousy, kina, taivis noshim. There are certain averis that you're not, certain thoughts that you're not allowed to think. The thoughts themselves are improper thoughts. So why did the Gemara, at least in the Gemara's beginning, why did the Gemara have to come on that the Gemara wanted to figure out how this person simultaneously, when he's on the tree and we don't see him doing anything, he's doing some avera, which can explain why he fell and got killed. So the Gemara found that he was thinking, I'm going to do an avera, and then they got into trouble that Machshava Roi Mistarif Lemaisa, and they had to limit themselves to Avodah Zarah. But there are so many averas that are themselves averas in the belayed. Sina, Laltisna, Laltsikam, Laltsitor, Hurim Ram of Nashem. There's many, many not having sachmod. There are many averis in the Torah that are Eastern beliefs. So why did the Gemara should have just said simply, at least in the beginning, and not have the whole problem of Machshava Ra Mitzarif Lemaisa? They could have picked a regular, simple avera shebeleiv. That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Apparently, does not answer it. Okay, so that's the question that I would like to try and answer. I put on the side a sefer. This is from the Eitzer, the Sfardim sefer Roy Duggan, who gives what seems like a relatively simple answer. It's really not relevant to the shir at all. Just maybe saying it just to stretch the shir, or maybe really because it's pashtus, it's a blatant answer, so just why we're not using it. He answers very simply that obviously we have to find in avera why the person died. So for all these averas that the lalsikam, lalsitar, hirhurei nashim, lalsachmod, it doesn't say the yerchayim isa. Avodah Zarah is an avera, the yerchayim isa. So if you say machshava ra mistarif lemaisa, so he's thinking I'm going to do, not that he's I'm going to do avodah zarah, and it's considered as if he's actually did it already. So you worship avodah zarah, yerchayim misa. But if he's doing an avera of lo sesave, lo sachmo, lo sikum, whatever these averas, we don't, and not written in the Torah, they're chayim misa. So you could say the Gemara, that wouldn't have answered the kasha, because they wouldn't explain why he went ahead and got killed. They wouldn't explain why he got killed because of these averas. Okay. So the Maisa, he himself points out that it's very daichik, because then when the Gemara asked the kasha, the Dilma Maharba Avera, what do you mean? Dilma Maharba Avera doesn't answer the question, because those averas, astam averas, not chayim misa. So he says at the last line that you have to be making ukimta in the Gemara. What the Gemara meant, dilma maharab avera, means the avera of gidarai shvichas and shvichas damin. which is not mashma in the Gemara. So I assume that's why Rabbi Chanan doesn't like the pshat. And in Svara, there's definitely room to disagree with him, because even though Averas or other Averas, there are many that we find seemingly in Chazal, in many, many places, that people were Chaya Misa for other Averas besides things that are written in the Torah, they're Chaya Misa. In other words, when it's written Chaya Misa, that means that's an absolute Chayk Vela Yavor, the Chaya Misa. But we find all over, you have the Messias Yesharim about Oimek Hadin, for the Dake Dakis, and the Yosef, it says here, died earlier because he heard his brothers calling his father Avinu Vishasak. That's why he died before his brothers. It says by David, Komer David Chata Ein Anatoya, and yet Nasan Anavi told David he's Chayiv Misa. We have all over, just, you know, probably hundreds of places in Chazal, where it says that people were Chaya Misa for very slight averes. The pshat is that sometimes there's, in other words, there could be cheshbonis. Why, even for a small aver, you're Chaya Misa? Kosh Baruch Hu Medakdek in Chasidav Kichut HaSaira, if a person was anyway supposed to die in a week, so it's not such a chomeretic a thing to die a day earlier. Whatever, there could be different reasons. It's not a chayk v'lo yavor. By certain averes, the Torah writes, this is the, you know, avodah zarah, you're always going to get a chai misa. Okay? But the other averes, even if they're not only lavim, doesn't mean you'll never get punished misa for that avera. It's quite shayach. You could get a misa for that avera. Therefore, the pashas, Rav Elchanan's kasha, is a valid kasha. And that's pashas the mashmos of the Gemara, that the Gemara asks, Dilma Mahara Avera. And his mashma means any aveira, that the Gemara is assuming that it's possible. It doesn't have to be mukhrok. It's possible. They're just asking there, Yaakov's raya was not a raya mukhrachas, because it's possible that he was maharer to do a different aveira. And for some reason, whether it's because Baruch Hu Medakdek in Chasidus Kotasaira, some other reason, he was chaya misa for that other aveira. So then the Rechon has a valid kasha. If you're anyway, the Gemara was ready to say he was over a different Avera through Makshav Ram Mistar from Isa. So say he was over the Avera of all the Avera Shebelev. Losikum, Lositer, etc. Okay. So that's the kasha. Okay, so I want to stop and go off on a little bit of a, I don't want to say tangent, but just on the Havana. There is a rush in Rosh Hashanah, very, very interesting rush, which is relevant in Yanei D'Yoma, a little bit from Yom Kippur. We say Hashem Hashem, Hashem Hashem, one of the Yugim Omidas. So the Gemara says that the first Hashem is Kodim Shiachta, and the second Hashem is Acher Shiachta. So the rush asks the Kasha, why, famous rush, why do you need Midas or Rachmanis Kodim Shiachta? Okay. A million Torah on it. But the Rush asks the Kasha, and he gives his answers. So his second answer is that we're talking about Kodim Shiachta B'Avodah Zarah. Here's Mar Mukum number three lines from the bottom. Af al gav shikvar choshev la'oved. They're talking about a case where a guy made up his mind, I'm going to go ahead and do Avodah Zarah. And we have the Gemara in Kedushin that Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzdarif makshar ma'isa by avodah zarah. So it comes along the pasuk of Hashem Hashem and says that no, Hashem is nagim over midas rachmim, kolin sheyachta, and he doesn't punish him. So the rush seemingly is mamish pli atzuma. He quotes the Gemara in Kedushin that says that Avodah Zarah Hashosh Baruch Hu Misari Machshava Namaisa, and the Gemara in Avodah, and the Gemara in Kedushin was saying that that's why the person died. That was the Gemara. That was the Gemara's attempted answer. That the person died because he had a Machshava that I'm planning to do Avodah Zarah. So you see from the Gemara in Kedushin that the Maisa Halacha the Maisa, it's possible that a person based on Machshava for Avodah Zarah will be Akshava Ram Mistar from Maisa and Yachaya Misa, and comes in on the rush and says, yeah, but in reality, Hashem, Hashem, we Hashem don't do that. Hashem does has Rachmanis. So many people ask this kasha. It seems that Marsha and the Rosh is just arguing the Gemara, quotes the Gemara, and then he says Hashem, Hashem overrides it. But that's the, how can you override a Gemara? Gemara says it. So that the Korban Insano asks the kasha. Korban Insano quotes that a Birkei Shmuel. I don't, obviously it's not the famous Birkei Shmuel, because obviously for obvious reasons. So he asks the kasha, but the, you know, other people also ask the kasha. Okay. I don't know. I thought that there's a very, you know, superficially, Fionese deity, that there's an answer to any question. And in Pashtus, it's a very simple answer. You have to understand why the Korban Insano and the other people don't like it. Maybe get the Havana here in the Sugya. Pashtus is a simple answer that Hashem Hashem is one of the Yugimu Midas. It's a Yugimu Midas of Rachman. We say these in the davening. Why do we say them? Because we want Hashem to give us these Midas of Rachmanis. Pashtus, if you don't say it, you have to have, it's not just saying it, you have to have kavana and we scream it, it doesn't necessarily happen. It doesn't come automatically. It has to be, it's a tefillah. You have to be zeiche to the yugim omidus of Rachmanis. So the Rosh is very good. In the Gemara in Kedusha is saying that me ikir edin, makshav ra mistar from Isa b'avodah zara, Meikra din a person's chaya misa. Okay, now it comes along the Rosh and Rosh Hashanah and says Hashem, Hashem says Hashem will have rachmanis. He says before just midas rachmanis, and he won't give you misa. But it depends. Rosh doesn't mean all the time. He means that a person who will daven the kavana, person who has chusim, a person who's a tzaddik, there's reason, call me merachim abriyas, merachla min ha-shamayim, whatever the different cheshbonis, which is ma'ire rachme shamayim. You gave staka, you are ma'avram midaisav, you davened with kavana, you said you give midas with kavana, so he will get the midah of Hashem Hashem, and Hashem won't punish him for the makshava rav of avodah zara. But someone else who did not reasons to be ma'ir the rachmei shemayim, theoretically he would be punished for makshav ra'am avodah zarah. And the ikvah din without the midas rachmanis, Rosh is saying beferish, it's a midas rachmanis. That means without the midas rachmanis, you're chayav misa. So not everyone is zeicha to the midas rachmanis. You have to be zeicha to rachmanis. You have to deserve rachmanis. So there's a very simple kasha. The Gemara, a very simple teretz. The Gemara in Kedushin is just saying it's possible. Reb Yaakov brought a raya, mukrachas. He says, I'll prove to you that when the Torah says, because there's no possible explanation then to explain why this person died. The Gemara is asking, there's a simple explanation. He did an aveira of makshava ra mistarif lemaisa avodah zara, which may ikra the din yerchayev misa. And there was a case where he wasn't worthy of being ma'ira the midas rachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he died. Well, so miyasha the kasha. Why doesn't the Korban sound like that answer? It sounds so simple. Because I assume that the problem is, because then what you're basically saying is the person really alpidin, he's chayim misa. We say by avodas, we say by avodas zara, makshava ra mistarif lemaisa. And alpidin, you're supposed to be chayim misa. Except that the Rosh is saying that Hashem has rachmanis and won't kill him. So that has nothing special to do with the fact that it's the kodem achet. It's really acher achet. It's any avera. A person does a chait, and Hashem has rachmanis. There is such a thing. Hashem is one of the other yud gimel midas. Rachum, chanun, Hashem, you do an avera, and Hashem has rachmanis. But here, the yud gimel midas is pointing out that there's a special rachmanis of Hashem called the machait. So according to the problem is, what's pshat a special rachmanis of called the machait? Called the machait is acher achait. It's the same thing. There's no special rachmanis of Hashem called them achet, that a special midah of yud gimel midas. In other words, what the chazal and the way the Rosh is explaining is mashma that this midah of Hashem would only work to go ahead and let and give you rachmanes if you're nichshu in the avera of machshava ra for avodah zara. But if you're nichshu for an avera of, let's say, lo sachmol, which is not through machshava, which is mamish doing it or eating chaz or whatever, then this midah of Hashem would not work because that's not called the mechait, that's achrachait. What's the difference? They're both achrachait. So it doesn't that's the carbon sanas gadget. It doesn't make sense. Either Hashem doesn't view this as a chait, so then it's never a chait. Hashem has a midas rachmanes, he doesn't view it as a chait. But if we're saying that be'etzem Hashem views it as a chait, and hor raya then in kedusha is going to mechayev the person misa, so then what's the edamai? Hashem is rachmanes, you did a chait, so don't call it a special midah of kodem a chait. It's a midah. You do an aver. You get rachmanis. So what I think the hesber, and this is what I would like to say, and I think this is really, if you read the Or HaChaim, but I think it's easier to say without the Or HaChaim and then read the Or HaChaim inside, or say it over. But the hesber I like to say is as follows: is we have this svara very often in learning that sometimes there could be two svaras that disagree that are both right or both have a yashrus to, right? That's what we say, Eidu v'Eidu. Famous pshat and Eidu v'Eidu, and the response is that both of them could be right. There's a das Torah to both of them. The Chofetz Chaim says this in Avas Chesed, in the beginning, that Hashem takes shaychad. If you give stokah, he says, how can Hashem take shaychad? Because Hashem is the best attorney. Hashem could figure out an MS one way, he could figure out an MS the other way. Either, what's the MS? There could be more than one MS. It depends how Hashem, if he has midas or rachman, then the MS will be this. Midas or din, the MS will be different, the Chofetz Chaim says. So pshat is that it's shayach, and if a person eats chazer, there's no, okay, not pashtus, there's no two possibilities. Pashtus, the person ate chazer, he did a vade aveira. Okay, now, there's a midas, a rachmanes, a rachum, a chanun, that Kosh Baruch Hu has rachmanes on you if you did a vade aveira. But Hashem, kol demachet, is not going to work for you, because you did a vade aveira. There's nothing, we can't get you off with Hashem, Hashem. There's the first Hashem of Kol Demachet. Because this is black and white. There's no way of getting out of the fact that this is an Aveira. But if a person does Machshava Rav Avodah Zarah, even though the Gemara in Kedushin says Beferish, based on the Pasuk, the Maskana, that by Avodah Zarah, Machshava Rav Mistarif Lemaisa, but the Gemara had a hava meaning in Kedushin that Machshava Ra is not Mistarif Lemaisa even by Avodah Zarah. And even the Maskana agrees that that's also a good Svara. Okay, it loses in a pure vacuum where there be no Negiyah, so to speak, no Midas or Rachmanis, so then the Svara of Machshava Ra Mistarif Lemaisa by Avodah Zarah would win out the Svara Machshava Ra Eino Mistarif Lemaisa. But there is a Svara, there is a Yashris. There is a Yashris, there's a Das Torah, if Kosh Baruch Hu could convince everybody in the world that it's right, that there's a Svara to say that a Machshava Ra is not Mistarif Lemaisa by Avodah Zarah. Why is Avodah Zarah different than any other Aveira? They ask the question, but there's a good svara to say it. It's not different. So that what Hashem is saying is that here it's easier. You don't need as much rachmanis. When a person does a black and white aveira, and there's no way to go ahead with the yeshivish finger and figure out that it's not an aveira, so then you need a strong level of rachmanis to go ahead and patter him. Not everyone's roi is zeichet to such a high level of rachmanis. But if a person did something which there's room to come up with a svara that it's not an aveira, so you don't need as much rachmanis. So it's easier. It's easier to get kapara. Hashem comes up with Hashem with a midas and rachmanis and says, I have a svara that it's not an aveira. This is where it is, and Aveira, you're right. If it wouldn't be for my Negiyah of Rachmanis, so to speak, that's what the Chofetz Chaim said this in Avos Chesed. If it wouldn't be for, he writes here, Hashem takes Sheikhan. If it wouldn't be for my Negiyah of, then I would look at it as an Aveira. But if the but because of my midas rachmanes, I'm going to take the other side, because both of them are right. So that's what I would say the answer for the Rosh. The Rosh is saying as follows: Avad, then the Gemara in Kedushin is saying that the primary with no external negias, svaras, motivations, hechreichim, the yashris and psak din and shemayim would be machshava ra mistarif amaisa b'avodah zara. And therefore, it's very possible to explain why this person in Kedushin got killed, because he did not deserve midas harachmanis. Therefore, he was treated according to the letter of the law. The letter of the law is a machshava ra mistarif amaisa b'avodah zara. You did avodah zara, you're chayim isa. But comes along the Rosh and says, but there's a, since there is also a Yashris that says, Makshava Roz, Eina Mistar from Isa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able, if we have the Midas HaRachmanis, he's able to say, I'm going to follow that other Yashris. You know, with even, you don't need the full Midas HaRachmanis of when it's a clear cut Avera. And that's with the Midas of Hashem Hashem. That's what I think if you read the Orachayim. The Orachayim, I think, is saying this. There's it's a very interesting, it's a fascinating little bit machlokes between the Orachayim and the Maharit. They both ask the Kasha. The Yisur Bracha is a modern day person asks the Kasha, but they're both dealing with the Yisur Bracha's Kasha. Is that why is it fair? Why is it Yashris? I mean, Chimas upon him Yesh B'Dover, that by a Jew, mitzvah, machshava, toivim, mitzarif, ma'isa, machshava, ra, not avodah zara. Now we're switching topics, just so we shouldn't get confused. Now we're talking not by avodah zara. So by a Jew, machshava, toivim, mitzarif, ma'isa, and machshava, ra, is not mitzarif, ma'isa, and by a guy, it's the converse. It's not fair, not yash, why, how could it be? Chimas upon him, yesh medover. So the Maharit comes along with a havana. He says, because by a Jew, there's a mistama, because mistama, the pashas is he wouldn't do the Avera. So therefore, there's a, until you actually see that, even though he had a machshava to do the Avera, it's not mukhluk, he was actually going to do it. He would probably change his mind when he comes to it. Since it's his natural teva, doesn't want to do Averas. So when it comes to Maisa, his natural teva will be woken up and he won't do the Avera. Bye-bye, Goy doesn't have that natural teva, so therefore, mistama, he would do the Avera. But the Orachayim says, not like that. The Orachayim says, you're right, there's no difference. That's the way it is. Hashem goes ahead, and there's no, according to the Maharitos, it makes sense. And by mitzvahs, a Jew will probably do it, so that's why mitzvahs are makshava toivah mistarv demaisa. By averis, he probably won't do, so therefore not mistarv demaisa. By goy, it's the converse. So the Maharit gives a logical explanation for everything. The Orachayim says there's no logical explanation. Mitzvahs, Averis, Jew, Goy, they're all the same. There's no reason why one case should be Mistarif Maisa, one case not. It's just that by Jew, Hashem wants to have Rachmanis on him. So when it comes to a mitzvah, Hashem says, okay, for you, Machshava, Kemaisa. When it comes to Averis, he says, for you, Machshava, not Kemaisa. And by Goy, Hashem wants to throw the book at him. So he says, oh, for you, when it comes to Averis, Makshava Kemaisa, and when it comes to Mitzvahs, Makshava Lav Kemaisa. Imshad is, I think that's what he's saying, is because Be'etzem, there is a good Svara both ways. You can't complain, say, hey, what are you, it's not MS. Of course it's MS. Because if Hashem paskins on you that Makshava Kemaisa, it's defendable. If he paskins on you, Machshava Lav Kemaisa is also defendable. You say, well, how come by him? I have a Cheshbonus. He's different than you. You know, that's not a Kasha. As long as inherently, in the each case, the Psak is based on an MS to Kesvara, then Hashem can do it. It's MS. And if the fact that there are Cheshbonus, why this person I have more Rachmanis and this person I have less Rachmanis, is irrelevant. So what the Orachayim is saying is that Gufa in the same person, it's not just by Avodah Zarah and other Averis, but even in the same person, when it comes to mitzvahs, Hashem will say, oh, There's a gavaldig yashrus and machshava kemaisa. You were planning on doing it. You wanted to do the mitzvah and einis kemanda ovid. You wanted to do the mitzvah and you were ready to do it, and therefore it's as if you did it. It's a gavaldig yashrus, einis kemanda ovid. It's yashristic. And you get all this schar, kido ovid. Then when it comes to averas, a day later you're thinking of doing an avera and an einis. What do you mean? Einis commander of it? No, the ashris is einis lav commander of it. There's a very good svara to say einis lav commander of it. You didn't do it. You didn't do the avera. You wanted to do it, but there's no avera wanting. The avera is doing it. You didn't do it. It's a stira. Yes, you're right, it's a stira. Yesterday Hashem had wanted, I would say the word in gear, not the right word, but yesterday Hashem wanted, because of his midas harachmanis, to be help you out. So he followed the yashris of the svara of makshava is mistarif lemaisa. And today, when you're doing an avera, Hashem wants to help you out the other way. So he follows the other yashris, and they're both yashris are right, and therefore Hashem can use both in different cases, whichever one is appropriate works for the midah of rachmanis that he wants to make. Okay, so that's what I think is the answer for the rush. That's, I think, the answer for the Or HaChaim, the Hesber. The HaChaim doesn't explain it so clearly. I think I had a little Hesber. And that, I think, explains the whole sugya. The whole sugya is such a strange sugya. Why, for mitzvahs, yes, Mr. Maisa's aver is not. Why is it going different? Why is it going just the opposite? It's because it all depends on, they're both are right. And Hashem can change it, depending on whom and depending on the situation. Okay, now just to get back to try and answer Rav Elchanan's kasha. So maybe I would just make one last step, that if we went ahead and said that here the guy, the same person, he does mitzvahs and averis, makshava do mitzvahs and makshava do averis. We're saying the Or HaChaim that when it comes to your makshava to do mitzvahs, Hashem goes and infaddles as far as called Einis Kemand David, that Makshava is Mistar of the Maisa. As if you did it. When it comes to doing Averis, I hear as far the other way. It's not like you didn't do it. It's a steer. Okay, so what? Who said it can't? Each one, as long as each one is logical, that's what typical called the Gabis. Every Gabi is a steer. So each one, as long as in itself it's logical, so it's valid. So it would say the same thing could be true. Instead of saying it's between two different maisim, it could be in the same maisa in the different court case, right? And in the secular world, you go to court for two different. You do the same crime, and you're being right. The famous case, you're being sued in court for monetary damage, and you're being for person and for going to jail. So there's two different courts cases. You can have different socks in the different courts. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different courts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging you. Person goes ahead in the case in Kedushin. The person's having Makshava Roy, wants to do Avodah Zarah. In Kedushin, he's being judged on whether or not he shall live or die. Okay, that's one court case. Person is judged. He's read Rosh Hashanah, apparently, and here he's being judged every day. I think Rosh Hashanah says the person's done every day also, since we don't know exactly what the difference. Every day, Rosh Hashanah, the whole tumult, whatever it is. But there's a court case every day. So that day, there's a court case, should you be given life? And on that court case, it was Paskin that Makshava Ra of Avodah Zarah, Mistarif Lemaisa, and as if you go ahead and you did Avodah Zarah. What happens after he died? He goes up to Shemayim, and that's where the Svarim say that's Yom HaDin HaGadol HaNeira. Either it happens then, or when the Mashiach comes, not clear, different Mephoreshim, but there's a special din called Yom HaDin HaGadol HaNeira in the Psukim, that the main court case, that's the most important court case that a person has, is a determination not of what's going to be in Olam Haba. How much Olam Haba you get? How much? What type of Olam Haba? Like that's the main, right? We believe that the Adam Hazeh, according to Mrs. Sharem, it's only a Yom Lasos, Mocher Kabel Skar. So the Iker court case is not whether you're going to live in Olam Hazeh. The Iker court case is what Yiskar and Olam Haba. That happens at a later point, either right after a person dies, or according to some places, whatever. It sounds like when the Mashiach comes. So it is, I would claim, it's theoretically possible. Just like we said, you can have a stira, you can have an agabe between his mitzvahs and averes, between a Jew and a guy, you can have a stira which in the court cases. You could say that the gabe, the court case of, are you going to be chaya misa? Okay, they went ahead and they threw the book at you. They did not use the midas arachmanis of Hashem, Hashem, and they went with the letter of the law that machshava roa by avodah zarah mistarif lemaisa. Then you come up to Shemayim and they have a more important, much more meaningful court case. Are you going to get Olam Haba? Theoretically, they could have. That could be, for that court case, it's a more important, and you could have midas arachmanis. And maybe they will not view it as Machshava Ra Mistarif L'Maisa. It's possible. So what does this do for us? It means like this. The Gemara goes ahead, and Gemara in Kedushin said that Dilma Maharer Bavodah Zarah. The Gemara answered that if he was being Isakadai Tishar Mitzvah B'Hai Alma, Amayelo Age Mitzvah Lo. The Gemara answered that if you can say that he was Chaya Misa because he was Mahara Avodah Zarah, because if that would be true, the mitzvah should have protected him. What did the Gemara and the Havmina held? The Gemara and the Havmina didn't know that far. The Gemara held that even though Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Alma Ika, and mitzvahs, you're getting Schar in this world, the mitzvah doesn't give you, that's not one of the Schar of the mitzvah to protect you from not doing the Aveira. Okay, so that's a machlekes. The Hamina thought that the mitzvah would not necessarily, the mitzvah, it's not mukhrach. It's not a question of being mukhrach. The Hamina held it's not mukhrach, that the mitzvah, the mitzvah would protect you from the Aveira, and therefore it's possible that a person would die because he did the Aveira, Machshava Ra, Mistarif L'Maisa, we're thinking of doing Avodah Zarah. And the Maskana is saying, no, that if you held Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Alma Ika, so then it's Mukhrok that the mitzvah will protect you from doing the Aveira. So I would say that even the Havamina knew the Maskana Svara when it comes, it comes to an Aveira that's going to affect your Olam Haba. He only didn't agree when it comes to an Aveira that's not necessarily affecting your Olam Hazeh. So therefore, if you would have come along with the Rav Chanan asked Kasha, why didn't the Gemara say that he did an Aveira? Why did we have to say that he's doing an Aveira? Machshava Ra Mistarif L'Maisa. Why didn't the Gemara ask that maybe he's doing an Aveira, Losikim, Lositor, Hurim Ram, etc.? Teretz is because those Aveiras are black and white Aveiras. There's no way of going ahead and whitewashing those Aveiras. You can't go ahead and use the midah of Hashem Hashem to turn that Aveira into a non-Aveira. That means when you go to Olam Haba, you got an Aveira, clear cut. There's no way that you can deny that you did an Aveira. So that way the Gemara says if you did a clear cut Aveira, that there's no way to go ahead and to get out of it, that avada the maskana, of course, is a pashut of svara, that if Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Alma Yi'ika, so the mitzvah would have protect you, such a terrible tragedy, that you're going to have an Aveira, you go to Olam Haba and there'll be an Aveira on your, so that would protect you. But the Hamina thought that if the only Aveira, if you're talking about an Aveira, Machshava Ra Mistarif L'Maisa, and it could be, it's Shayach HaDavar, that Hashem knows, and when you come to Olam Haba and the Yom HaDin HaGadol V'Anayra, they won't view it as an Aveira. Because Fakir, there they're going to, they even the Havamina knew that there's a Yashris, a Machshava Ra, ain't a Mistarif L'Maisa. So therefore, it won't be, we can go ahead and say it's not an Aveira. If just in this world we're going to follow that the Hamina was, and maybe in this world they passed on you that Machshava Ra Mistarif Lemaisa. So that already, in the Gemara and the Hamina held that that's a possibility. In other words, to do an Aveira of Machshava Ra Mistarif Lemaisa, which is a debatable Aveira, and it's Shaykh that in the Olam Haba they won't view it as an Aveira. So it's shayach to hear that you're chaya misa and oidam hazeh for it. Because it's not such a big deal. Okay, so you're chaya misa. We're supposed to die 2 days later. So you die 2 days earlier. Okay, big deal. That you're not going to say that the schar of the mitzah is going to protect you that you shouldn't die a day earlier. That the Gemara didn't have, I mean, it did not hold up. Because they didn't think that was such a major thing. But the Elchanan's kasha. So why didn't the Gemara just say that he's mimaharir hurim nashim mecharid al sachmon mecharid kina? Because that's already a much worse avera. That avera will stay on his record al edam ave, because there's no way that avera can ever be whitewashed. So of course the Gemara knew that for that the Gemara always knew the answer that if there be schar mitzvah by alma, there will be agenei the mitzvah. So therefore the Gemara would never entertain that possibility. So that would answer Rabbi Chanan's kasha. So therefore, I'm saying the basic insight they were trying to say is that in the whole svara of Gemara and the Hamina was working out Machshava Ra Mistarif Lemaisa by all Averis. And the Gemara and the Hamina thought that all Averis Machshava Ra Mistarif Lemaisa. And the Gemara and the Maskana is working Machshava Ra Mistarif Lemaisa by Avoda Zara. We're saying that even if you hold that it's Mistarif Lemaisa, it's concerned Avera, that might be in the primary world without any Midas Arachmanis. But the Gemara always knows that with Midas Arachmanis, there's an ability to go ahead, so to speak, and be eiker the avera to mafreya. That it's not that's the cloud you never did in avera, because it's shayach to say that it's lav kemaisa, and that's what the rush in kedushin is saying, and therefore there's a special kula to all these averas here, and that's why the Gemara and the Havamina had a Havamina that it's shayach that we wouldn't have schar mitzvah to stop him from doing that type of avera. But a real Aveira, that array, the Gemara would never have entertained the possibility that he might do.